hear further from the word of the Lord. In the Old Testament, in Psalm 78, a part of a psalm which is about another time when the Lord visibly controlled the sea and about belief in God. A psalm of Asaph, giving intelligence. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the sayings of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a prophetic annunciation. I will utter enigmas from the ancient times, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not conceal them from their sons, telling to a later generation the praises of Yehovah and his strength and his wonders that he has done. And he raised up a testimony in Jacob and laid down a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their sons, to the end that they might know, a later generation, the sons who should be born, that they might arise and tell their sons, that they might set their credence in God and not forget the doings of God, but might observe his commandments and might not be as their fathers, a defiant and rebellious generation, a generation who did not prepare their heart and whose spirit was not faithful with God. He did wonders in the presence of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He split open the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand up as a heap. He led them with a cloud by day, and all the night with a light of fire. He split open rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink, as out of the great abysses. And he brought forth streams from the rock, and caused waters to go down as rivers. We also read from the Heavenly Doctrine, first in the Apocalypse Explained, the spiritual meaning of the story from Matthew. The sea signifies the ultimate of heaven and the church, since there are seas in the outmost borders of the heavens. The Lord's walking on the sea signifies the Lord's presence and his influx even into these parts, and consequent life from the divine to those who are in the ultimates of heaven. Their life from the divine was represented by the Lord's walking on the sea, and their obscure and wavering faith was represented by Peter's walking on the sea and beginning to sink, but being saved when the Lord took hold of him. To walk in the word signifies to live. This was done in the fourth watch to signify the first state of the church, when it is daybreak and morning is at hand. For then good begins to act through truth, and then the Lord comes. That the sea in the meanwhile was moved by the wind, and that the Lord restrained it, signifies the natural state of life that precedes, which is an unpeaceful and, as it were, tempestuous state. But with the state that is nearest to morning, which is the first state of the church with man, because the Lord is then present in the good of love, there comes tranquility of mind. We also read from True Christian Religion, number 787. This new church is the crown of all the churches that have ever existed on the earth, because it is to worship one visible God, in whom is the invisible, like the soul in the body. Thus, and not otherwise, is a conjunction of God with man possible, because man is natural, and therefore thinks naturally, and conjunction must exist in his thought, and thus in his love's affection. And this is the case when he thinks of God as man. Conjunction with an invisible God is like conjunction of the eye's vision with the expanse of the universe, the limits of which are invisible. It is also like vision in mid-ocean, which reaches out into the air and on the sea and is lost. Conjunction with a visible God, on the other hand, is like beholding a man in the air or on the sea, spreading forth his hands and inviting to his arms. For all conjunction of God with man must also be a reciprocal conjunction of man with God. And no such reciprocation or response is possible except with a visible God. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.